deadlines for the United States Postal Service having to do with Christmas. Of course, it's a bit anarchy over there. We were wondering if they're doing okay. The Postmaster General of the United States Postal Service on the line.
I'm Postmaster Sergeant.
Sergeant. Barry.
Got a couple more stripes to go. But, you know, I'm still up there.
Okay. Postmaster Sergeant Barry.
Barry Shipman. That's right, yeah.
Barry Shipman.
Because you ship things.
All right.
Just want to make sure people got the joke.
Right. Oh, thank you. I know you're busy right now.
No. It's not like I'm busy at all. This is not a busiest time of year and the worst time in the century-plus history of the great United States Postal Service. I'm happy to talk with you.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised you picked up the phone.
We're very honored to have you.
Yeah, second, man. I got this lady trying to buy century stamps. We haven't had those since forever.
Okay. All right, sorry, you are
busy.
Yes,
it is a bit of a... By the way, those are soft deadlines.
Oh.
They're more guidelines. More
suggestions.
The ones you gave us, then.
Look, we're going to try. All right. Nobody's going around here saying we ain't trying.
Okay. I don't think anybody...
We're going to give it our all.
Well, I'm sure.
And, when I was a kid...
Yeah.
I took a message and I put it in a bottle and I threw it in the ocean.
Uh-huh. Oh, did you?
Do I know where it ended up? Do I know if it got there?
Probably not.
I hope.
You hope?
And that's what I say this holiday season from your post office.
Is that it?
Hope is a good thing.
Providing hope.
Yeah.
I think that's Shawshank Redemption.
One second, ma'am.
People would rather have definitive answers.
Yeah, this is kind of the time.
Well, look, I'm surrounded back here. You know, I'm in the big D.C. over here.
Oh, distribution center, right?
I mean, we got stuff back from March.
That you still haven't delivered?
I got somebody's here. If Judy Winchell is listening here, here's a lovely Mother's Day card from your son.
That's
just
nice.
Wanna, if she's listening.
Okay.
Just want to pass it on.
There she is.
Might get, well, you know.
What else you have?
And here's somebody's Squid Game Halloween costume.
Oh, that's where it is.
Okay.
By the time it gets to them, that's really going to be in.
You happen to have my vaccine card, too, because I still haven't gotten that.
Oh, we got all sorts of stuff over here.
All sorts.
Yeah. Somebody's Roomba from last year.
Oh, that was amazing.
That's amazing you find all that.
I'm not saying it's overwhelming, but...
Okay, all right. Postmaster Sergeant.
I mean, it's so bad. Like FedEx and UPS, they already they joined up to help each other.
Uh-huh. Is that right?
It's called Fed Up.
That's funny. We got to know, how are you enjoying working with those robots?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, your robot thing. You know, that lasted about a week.
Oh, you're not...
Oh, really?
It's over?
About a week. Got to about halfway through Friday, and they all quit on it.
The robots.
Did not hear this.
Yeah, they found out they could make more money over there at FedEx, so...
Okay.
That was it.
They just like
it. Work for money?
Didn't
work
man.
Yes, we got it. Thank you. There he is right there, Postmaster Sergeant.
I even got porch pirates complaining at this point, but we're going to do
our
best.
Not bad. All right.
Absolutely. You know, we ain't Santa here.
I know. All right. There he is.
No, ma'am. No, you can't. That's a Jell-O mold. You can't put it. Okay.
There he is.
I got to go get it.
I know. No, there he is. Merry Christmas, Barry Shipman. From your United States Postal Service. I don't think that's...
KBLR